sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is just a tiny little perspective shift away.
Today we're going to talk about activities for the kids this summer, plus a little Q&A to demystify Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into that, though, I want to thank these ladies for joining us since our last episode. And this was just a few days ago since we recorded. So, Onita Van Ginkle, which I appreciate because our maiden, Emily and mine's maiden name is Finkel.
When I saw that come in, I'm like, yes, love it.
Yes, girl. But she's a Van Ginkle. That's like next level.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. They're the Finkels, but with money. Van Ginkle.
Okay. Also, Caitlin Ruffner, Adrian, Sherry Smith, Mandy Sharp, and Leslie Brunson. Thank you, ladies, for joining us on Patreon.
Welcome.
All right. So these are some regular questions I get about Patreon. So let's do it quick. We'll do a quick run through. Here's number one. What is Patreon?
That's a good one.
Patreon is a way for you to support people who make content that you enjoy.
Yep. And for podcasters, what they provide is a special link. So in every podcast player, most every podcast player, there's a spot where you can add your own link. And so Patreon, when you sign up, is going to send you this link and you click it and it'll boop, 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 do things and become a part of your podcast player. And you will get episodes as we release them every other week
that nobody else gets. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
I think we explained that well.
Okay, great. What do you get when you become a Patreon member of the Mom Struggling Well podcast?
There are different levels. Mm-hmm. There are tiers that you can choose from. My friend Tina switched to a higher tier, but she also was like, but I didn't want to because I really liked the name of the lower tier.
The names are very creative. Yeah, I love the names.
So I won't get into every tier because I don't have it in front of me and you can easily look it up. You go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell and it's going to give you options. How do you want to sign up? Are you interested in an episode from us every other week so that you never miss a week of struggling well? There's an option for that. You can pay annually or you can pay monthly. If you pay annually, you get a little discount. You get 10% off, so you get a free month. Do you want to get some video episodes where you see us doing the bonus episodes? You can watch it on your computer. It's unedited. It is what it is, and it's out there. If you want it, there's a tier for that. Do you want to come talk to us quarterly? We do a live session where you can take it away, ask us any question that you have. Or we also play games. We also do giveaways. So yeah. That's just a meetup with us.
Yeah.
Typically after the kids go to bed, that's when we do those.
Yeah. But any tier gets the Facebook group or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Which is very active. We're in it. It's such a lovely group of ladies. Mm-hmm. Really.
Truly. Yeah.
So that's 1,000 ladies over there. So it's not small community and it's growing every week. We got grandmas. We got new moms. All kinds of moms are in there.
And everybody, you can say which kind of family you're part of, so you can know, oh, this person has many kids, or this person has young kids or older kids. And it's a really, I love it. And I don't even like Facebook, but I really like it.
I was just
going
to say, I don't get on Facebook except for this group.
Same. Yeah. Well, I have other groups. I would say I only use Facebook for the groups that I'm a part of. Yeah, I love them.
Okay. Well, that was my next question. What is the Facebook group? And we have just explained it. So when you sign up, you get a link to it, but anybody can go search for the Facebook group. It's a closed group, so you're not going to get in unless you are a Patreon member. So it's going to ask you a question. What email did you use over on Patreon? And then I'll double check you and let you in. So if you want to search it up, if you're a Patreon member and you're not in the Facebook group, you can go to Facebook and search Mom Struggling Well Patreon group. That's the secret name. Okay, last question. What is the deal with big sister advice?
Well, it was something we tried, and then we shifted, and now we've landed.
We did pivot in the air. Pivot! We did an emergency landing.
Well, because here's the thing. We all are at somewhat similar stages in our parenting journey. We all have, like, age 13 and under with our
kids. The three of us.
Yeah. Yes. So we can only speak to experience up to age 13. We're just entering those teenage years. But we know there's lots of you out there who have gone through the whole journey and you made it out alive. And we would like to know your tips too.
So you've heard episodes where we say, leave us a voicemail, call the Mom Struggling Well line, leave us a voicemail and we'll play your big sister advice. We're pivoting. What we're going to do is read a big sister question of the week on the main shows. Like, you're going to hear one later in this episode.
Hold it. Like a person's question, not a big sister's question.
A person's question for a big sister.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
So if you have one of those questions, you can email us at hello@momstrugglingwell.com. Give us that question. What we're going to do is pick one a week, put it in the Facebook group, and we're going to say go. The Struggs jump on that and they answer the question. So the big sister question of the week is going to be pinned to the top of the Patreon Facebook group. And voila, you'll have your answers. Nobody has to call into a voicemail and get freaked out about recording their voice, because I get that and that's stressful. But you can speak freely and
hear from lots of people. Like, we wouldn't be able to play all the answers on a recording. But here, it could just be the longest thread on Facebook. Let's make the Guinness Book of World Records.
Gosh. All right, so that's that. Let's get into cheap and easy kid activities. If you have more questions about Patreon, I have got some Google Docs that I've whipped up that are like, it's like a link ninja. It will answer all your questions. If you're an existing Patreon member and you have questions, email me, hello@momstrugglingwell.com. I get right back to y'all.
All right, summer activities. Ooh, Andrea Valencia B, hide and seek. It, with the lights off with flashlights.
Ooh.
I recently did, I played laser tag with my kids when our power went out at night one time. That was so fun. I actually had fun, and I don't have fun very often. So I could see hide and seek being anything in the dark. Kids just love anything in the dark.
It's so next level.
Yeah.
Makes it fun for older kids, right? It's like, oh, I never done that in the dark.
Yep.
Only problem is it gets dark so late in the summer.
Yeah.
So it's like way past bedtime and you're like, oh, it's conflicting with my schedule.
For real. So is like the magical going outside and catching fireflies. Yeah, yes. It's magical. But that don't happen till like 9 p.m.
That's late. Yeah.
I wish we had more fireflies here. You just find the one random one that's lost and you kind of feel bad for him, like, oh, you're the last living member of your tribe.
Am I in South Carolina? Nobody.
Ah, paint the house with squirt guns. That is so fun.
One time I let my kids throw wet sand on our house. Like,
what?
Just why? Like, it comes right off with a hose.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's probably why I need to repaint my house now, but
you microdermabrasioned your house.
It's just a little exfoliation, you know.
Spa treatment.
They thought it was the coolest thing. So they were just whipping like wet sand up and it would stick in cool patterns. And then I just washed it off with a hose.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
My kids chalkboarded all over our bricks.
With chalk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Someone said, I was looking for this one. Jessica P. Shaw said, draw on the trampoline with chalk. And then when you're done, you spray it with the hose and on everyone while they jump. Sounds awesome.
So fun. Stop.
That does sound fun.
Also, water balloons in a trampoline. Just like throw a bunch of water balloons in there and let them jump around and the water balloons pop and like jump. And it's really fun.
I love that idea. We are saying goodbye to our trampoline. We talked about this on the show already.
No, I didn't know that. I knew you were getting a pool, but you didn't mention the trampoline's not coming.
Trampoline's not coming, and that was our best quarantine purchase. We've had a lot of fun out there. So that's a bummer. So I think we will do the water balloons on the trampoline as a farewell.
Oh, good idea.
Is it not coming because of you just don't have room in your new backyard?
Correct. There's no room. It's okay. All pretty landscaping, pretty patio with pretty tiles and a pool. But Joni has come up with all kinds of ideas. She's like, look, we sell it. She's six. We sell it. We use the money. We get a small trampoline. I put it in my bedroom. Like, That's actually a really great idea. First, she came up with, we put the trampoline in the pool. There's enough room for that. Like, that sounds awful. Back to the drawing board. Speaking of painting, have you guys ever done salt painting?
No.
Okay. This one does take a couple of steps, but it's really fun. Jessica P. Shaw again with the painting ideas.
I don't want her to be my mom.
So salt painting, we did this for Easter once. Draw whatever you want. You put salt on it and let that dry. And then you like watercolor paints and then you just drip some paint on the salt and it kind of like almost, it just like soaks into the salt and spreads. And then you can kind of just like drip paint. My kids loved it.
Cool.
That does sound cool.
Okay, this sounds like something fun I would try to make fun. Sarah Sapp says, unloading the dishwasher. It's fun for everyone, but mostly me, so I don't have to do it by myself. My kids are too old to think that's fun. But the little kids, you know, they love helping, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah, turn on some music, make an assembly line. Yeah, I can see that.
Something that does make chores fun for them, as you say, put on whatever music you like.
Yeah.
As loud as you'd like.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Oh, no. This is a sensitive subject, but SG Trot says shaving cream, which, Rebecca, you jumped all over a Strug once who wanted to use shaving cream, and you're like, no, that's a terrible idea.
I don't remember so much that as the time that I tried it. Was it because I tried it and it did not go well?
No, they just suggested doing shaving cream, and you weren't thinking about the possibility of shaving cream being played with outside. You're like, I don't want shaving cream all over my house.
Well, that's because I did it in my house. Oh, that was the problem.
And so it didn't go well.
It did not go well. So I don't know why I decided to do it in the house. I thought my kids would just make letters and shapes in there, but they had it rubbed all over their bodies and each other. It's definitely an outside toy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it's so fun. Smells good. Soapy.
That's true. You can get it for cheap at the dollar store, too.
Yep.
Okay. It sounds so simple, but going on a bike ride, they think it's the best thing ever. I don't know. Just go on a bike ride.
Are all your kids of bike riding age?
Oh, that's true. Yes.
No.
I'm just asking.
I'd have to have one on my head, one on my back.
Okay. Fine.
Not, what about one of those like fun
trailers you drag along behind yourself?
Also, I live in a city. This is gonna get hit by a car with our parade of kids following. You know, it's not okay. Maybe for you suburbanites. It's a good idea.
Yeah, with only two kids who can ride bikes.
Yeah,
and we have a trail at the end of our house. It's a different situation.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's not a good idea, though.
It's true. I'm very sorry. Emily, I feel like I need to apologize for...
It's like I brought up shaving cream or something. Calm down.
It's because I really want to be a bike riding family, and I am not. Cannot make it happen.
I don't buy that. That's fine. But okay. I don't believe you.
I tried.
You guys are so cute the way you just did that. I had friends that really wanted me to be a bike riding family, and I'm not a bike riding family, even though I do have only two kids. It was the worst experience of my life. They loaned me a bike and they bought me a trailer for my kid so that I would go on this bike ride with them. I hated every second of it. I was freaked out. I don't enjoy riding bikes.
You think you're gonna fall in the water? What was freaky about it?
There was puddles everywhere.
Puddles.
That gone since I was a kid.
Oh,
and yeah. It's not fun to be responsible for kids and also figure out how to ride a bike at the same time.
So you don't think with practice you'd be like, let's go on a bike ride?
Maybe, because I am down to adventure big time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This particular day was not great.
It's okay. You don't have to be a bike riding family.
Okay. Thank you.
I love these ladies who are like, give them cereal and an iPad so that I can get my morning workout in. I am all about the screen time in the summer. And I'm all about feeling guilty about it and then telling myself to get over it. And that will put in rules and structure when school starts again. So,
you know, I feel bad letting them just kind of do what they want. But I really just like to do what I want sometimes. Like so much of a kid's life, they're not allowed to do what they want. They're constantly being told what to do by us.
Right.
Yeah.
I have similar things. And then I feel like I'm rotting their brains. But have you followed Jen Fulweiler on Instagram? lately. Mm-mm. Do you know who she is? She's written a couple books. Jennifer Fulweiler. She's doing these hilarious. She has got like, she's got six kids. And she's doing these, she's a comedian and an author. She's doing these hilarious reels / TikToks about mothering, screen time, how to be a traditional mom. They're hilarious. Flying with Kids went viral, I think. Anyways, I highly recommend. She's just going to give you so much grace, and she's hilarious.
Oh, I love
it. Love that.
Oh, Kinetic Sand is so fun.
That's what I was going to say, but I was hesitant because I know a lot of people are, you know, they're like, no Play-Doh in the house. You know, I don't want something that I have to clean up after, and I get that. But my daughter has done, she busts out that Kinetic Sand on her own all of the time.
Yeah.
Love that stuff.
If you put it in a tub, like a long, like one of those tubs that's supposed to go under the bed. So it's got a lid and it's long and it's not very high. Mm-hmm. And that's where you just store the Kinetic Sand. So they can pull it out. They can play. It contains it a little bit. And then they just put the lid right back on and put it wherever they go. I just wish Kinetic Sand wasn't so expensive because I want like a whole sandbox full of it, you know?
Yeah, it is expensive, but I've had ours one set for years.
It's true. It does last forever.
I never did that.
You've never done Kinetic Sand? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think my kids are past it, but
I don't know. I think it'd be, I think they'd like it.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I like playing with it. It's like, for their age, it might just be like a sensory thing, like a, you know. Oh, anecdotally, dotally, anecdotally.
Oh, oh, there we go. I love the work out of that.
Oh, she says, so I'm guessing let him play Minecraft infinitely isn't what you're looking for. It's exactly what we're looking for. Do you not know us?
I love Minecraft. I'm like Minecrafted up all day. I think it's so creative. It brings my kids together. Still, I told you how Minecraft brings my kids together and you're like, check back with me. I'm telling you, it still works.
You got angel babies.
They're not angel babies.
Okay, sorry.
Let's get it straight. But Minecraft does make them angel babies somehow. iBlog for Books says we join the Y. $100 per month, and it's the only thing that we're paying for all summer. It is a pool. It is childcare. It is a time for you to work out. It's a time for you to sit in the lobby and drink their crap coffee and be by yourself. The YMCA, I'm a huge fan of the YMCA.
Yes, love the Y. I wish ours had an outdoor pool, and then I would probably consider getting a membership again. But they have an indoor one and it's stuffy, and like when it's hot you don't want to go to a stuffy indoor pool.
I feel the same way. Our in Connecticut we have an indoor pool as well and an indoor play place because it's cold here half of the year.
Right. It's nice in the winter when it's cold out and you can go to the pool, but yeah, this summer it stinks.
Yeah. Some strug, and it's not in this thread, but somebody in the Patreon Facebook group mentioned the dollar movies for the summer, kids dollar movies, and I don't, it's not a Harkins, it's not Cinemark, it's the other one, Regal. But maybe they all do it, the dollar movies in the summer. But we've been going, we're going right after this podcast, and it's so fun. It's older movies, but it's something to do, something to look forward to.
It's nice and cool in there.
Yep.
And it'd be fun to like, in our situation, there are so many kids in my house all the time. So just make sure everybody's, all the parents are fine with it and just load up the car and take the neighborhood.
Yeah, they're stuck in a room. You know, they're not going to go anywhere. You get to sit for 2 hours, scroll your phone, whatever you want to do.
How much is the, like, concessions? Are they expensive?
Oh my gosh, we weren't going to get them. I brought candy from home like a heathen.
Like every American does.
I know it. Yeah. I know it. And I like, as I was at, as we were walking into the movies, there's this tiny little girl holding the biggest bucket of popcorn. I was like, I can't, let's go. So we turned around, we went back and got a bucket of popcorn, and it was $10.
Okay. The whole thing?
Yeah, and we got the biggest one, which, and you can do refills, but.
Hold it. The popcorn was $10 or getting into the movies?
Popcorn was $10. The actual movie was $1 even, but the popcorn was $10.
But it was good.
Oh, it's worth it. I can't. I have the hardest time not.
Yeah. Movie popcorn is nothing that. I've heard people who go in and get movie popcorn and then take it home and watch their show. Like at, if you live close enough to a movie theater to do that. So smart.
Don't they have movie popcorn like microwave popcorn? But it's nothing
not the same. It's not the same. Yeah.
I'm not a popcorn person, so I don't understand. I certainly love the smell of it. The color. I love the color of it. That was the wrong word.
Paint my walls.
Popcorn flavored candy.
Jelly beans. Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's the best. How dare you?
Okay. Cash. It's pretty easy.
A couple people. Excuse me. I'm trying to get back on topic.
That just hurt my feelings.
I'm so,
so
sorry.
Rebecca, please.
Can I have the floor? Mm-hmm. Okay. A couple people have mentioned glow sticks, lights off, and bath time at the same time. Like two people or three people mentioned that. So fun. See, lights off and glowy things. I guess you can do that in the middle of the day in a bathroom, you know?
Could you?
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also think glowy things and trampolines, because then they kind of fly up. That seems fun.
Ooh, yeah.
One of our last episodes, we went hard on the glow sticks as well. And I went and bought a bunch of dollar store glow sticks. And I will just throw them down on the trampoline to like prolong the activity. Like, okay, you guys have been out there for an hour. I would love it for you to do another hour. So here's some glow sticks. Even in the middle of the day, just something to do.
I'm impressed they're on that for an hour.
Okay, I like this. Amber Christine Lund says, dollar store sponges in a bucket of water, reusable water balloon fight. I have done this. I did it for a birthday party for my daughter's birthdays in the summer. But I cut sponges into strips and then tied them together with like maybe a rubber band or a twist tie or something. So they were like different colored. They look like
so
little
smart.
Balls of whatever. I can't.
Yeah, they come together like those. What are those?
Koosh balls.
Like a koosh ball.
Koosh yeah, they look balls. Like a 3D asterisk. Asterisk. Yeah. I can't say that word. Anyway, but then, yeah, you just throw them at each other and then you just pick them up and throw them again. And
that's really smart. I've never thought, because water balloon fights, so much work and they're done so quickly.
So fast.
You gotta pick them all. I don't like picking up all the pieces of balloon.
Yeah.
What about this one by Mrs. Lee, established 2016? Freezing any toy, Paw Patrol, dinos, cars, etc., and then the kids have to rescue them from the ice block.
That's cute.
That's adorable.
I think Gavin might cry, though. I think he would feel upset that I froze it in an ice cube, but maybe a little bit older than Gavin would think it's fun.
And then what do you give them, like a knife? How do they get it out? Just anything? But you can't pick it up and drop it or it's over in a minute.
Mm. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
It's for them to decide how long you want, how you want to play this, brah.
I like having rules.
Oh.
You have to only use your feet. It needs to take a long time.
Maybe they lick it. Do they lick it till it's out?
Lick them out.
Stay outside until this melts.
Yes.
And then I'll have another one for you. You want your toys back? You have to stay outside until they all defrost. And I'm only going to give you one at a time.
Mm-hmm. We are so excited to have Olive and June as a sponsor. You've heard me talk before about how I love to spend time in my courtyard and just sit in my little plant haven. But now I've added painting my nails with Olive and June's Mani system while I'm out there. When I got the manicure set, it worked itself out to $2 a manicure. I would spend way more than that on one gel manicure, so I'm basically making money. Plus, at my job, it's kind of important to have nice looking nails because I am in my patients' faces all the time because they have feeding tubes and I have to flush them, and it's a lot of things that probably don't make any sense if you're not a nurse, but my hands are always really close to their eyeballs, and so I get a lot of comments on how great my nails look, and I tell them it's Olive and June. With Olive and June, I get better every single week. Their system works like magic. Something about the thickness of the polish is perfect. And that poppy applicator, it makes it to where both my hands look equally as good. I'm left-handed, so my right hand usually looks amazing, and my left hand, not so much. But Olive and June solved that problem for me. People don't believe me when I say that it lasts 7 days or longer, but it's true. Katie and I both love the hibiscus color the most, and since I love to treat myself, I'm gonna try the Petty system next. So with our code MSW, you can get 20% off your first Mani system. Your new nail life has arrived. Get 20% off your first Mani system when you use promo code MSW at oliveandjune.com. We're done with expensive, bad manicures. This is the new us now, okay? OliveandJune.com, promo code MSW.
This is from M. Drawhorn. Paintbrush and a cup of water, they can paint any and everything they want outside.
Yes, lots of painting outside with water.
Never thought about doing that. Paint the sidewalk.
The sidewalk is so fun.
I mean, I remember Lane being 4, taking a stick and going on a walk and seeing how different things sounded when they got hit with a stick. She was so into it.
Did she make that up or was it your idea?
She made it up, but I was like, I can't believe this is taking so much energy. She's very down with this idea.
I love that. Oh, I have an idea that was a complete fail. Would you like to hear about it?
Yeah.
Yes. One time, okay, behind our house, we live on a circle. Inside of the circle is woods. I don't know how big of an area it is. Maybe a quarter mile
okay.
diameter.
We get it. Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
So Brand and I were home. We had a lot of stuff to do. We said, why don't you guys go explore the backyard? What bad could happen? Joni was like down to clown. She's like, I'm going back there into the woods. Let's see what's up. Owen's like, too many unknowns. Not into it. We said, you do it, you get something. I don't remember what it was. Like, be brave. There's nothing back there but woods. On the other side of it is our neighbor's houses. We live in a circle. I'll call for you. You come to my voice. At the very last minute, he's like, we should take walkie-talkies. I was like, great idea. So they took a walkie-talkie. They put on boots and pants. They went out into the woods. I kept a walkie-talkie. I was cooking in the kitchen. I could see the woods. Definitely lost sight of them immediately. They went out there and they were walkie-talking back. Oh, and we also said, count the frogs. However many frogs you catch, you get whatever at the end. I don't remember what it was, but there's plenty of frogs back there. They were like, caught one frog. Cool. A little bit later, we caught another frog. Cool. A little bit later, one of the frogs got away. Okay, cool. And then, Mom, we don't know where we're at. And there's thorns everywhere. And it's muddy. And we can't go back. And we can't go forward. It was insane. Then it was, Mom, we see a road. But it's not our road. So I was like, go to the road and sit on the curb. And I'm going to find you. So I get in my car with the walkie-talkie and I drive around and they're exactly straight back from our house on the road on the other side. They were so scared. It was such an adventure. Turned out fine.
Thank goodness for those walkie-talkies.
If we hadn't done a walkie-talkie, I never thought in a million years that they'd get lost. It seems like such a small little woods. Yeah.
I mean, quarter mile is quite large.
It is quite large now that... I just thought it would be a fun activity to do for a day. I'm not good at knowing.
An entire day of being lost.
Such a good story. And I got a video of me pulling up on them, like wide-eyed on the curb.
Hey, Mom. Nice to see you. Good idea. That was fun.
So do it or don't do it, but it was a great memory.
Oh, I love it. Someone said on here, picking up dog poop. It's always there, and the kids always are bored. Perfect combo. So yesterday, I told the kids, get out of the house, or you can help me clean the house. But those are your options. And then they would come in after 2 minutes. I'd be like, oh, are you here to clean, or are you going back outside to play? And so they would always turn around and go back outside. But I'm like, that, it's so great to give them that choice. Like, you can go outside, or you can be in here and do laundry with me.
Yes.
Get out of my face.
It's genius. Because they do. They want to come back in immediately.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
It's not hot.
Sadie Rose Sanborn says, Friday is pancake day. I make a million pancakes in the morning and they eat them all day. Kids will do
nice.
That.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
You don't have to cook again till they're puking pancakes.
Go outside and puke pancakes. Come in and have some more. Okay, Bryn J216 says, yearly memberships to state parks, visit different ones for beaching, for hiking, for fishing, and adventure.
That's fun. Yeah.
We have friends that go to different state parks every year.
So do I. And now I realize why they did it. My friends that did that bought an RV and they go explore different national parks. And I understand because they were moving to California. And so they had the better idea. Instead of trying to get into the California housing market, they bought an RV. They are genius. They win everything.
Except they don't have a pool. And they're living in a very tiny area with each
other. That's true. But they're adventuring all the time.
That's true.
I like the idea to get yearly memberships if you have to pay for it, because then it makes you go.
Lots of people mention bowling. Which I think is something I forget about. It's like a pastime from the 70s, you know? But it's cool in there. you know, in the summer.
Yeah, I think bowling's a great idea. Putt-putt, yeah. I also forgot about and have never taken my kids to putt-putt, but that would be a fun activity. Do you guys have that in your area, either one of you?
I think we have everybody both. Has putt-putt.
I don't think we have any out here.
Oh, really?
Cape Cod, putt-putt, everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Arizona, it's totally an Arizona thing, but I don't think there are many in our area.
Oh, interesting.
Drive-in movies, this last summer, during COVID, we hit the drive-ins all the time. And they were about an hour away, but it's so worth the memory if you can find one. There's not that many anymore, but
yeah,
love that activity.
We have like one of America's oldest drive-in movies theaters, like 15 minutes from our house. It's really? So fun.
Oh, yeah. Man. I want to try that.
Yeah, because even if it's far away, you've got all evening to drive there.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's such a late night, though.
It is. It does make for a late night. Yep, we would get back at like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. But
yeah, it is a fun memory.
Yeah.
Oh, Tusty, you are my best friend. Make a tent outside and add an iPad movie. They never see it coming, and they think you're awesome for it, and you don't see them for 2 hours.
That's a great good. Idea. They're outside. You don't feel guilty because it's a bit creative.
Yeah. I have been known to tell my kids, take your screens outside. Get some vitamin D.
Hey, makes vitamins me feel are important.
Yeah. They are.
Do you guys have splash pads?
Yes.
Our YMCA had a splash pad.
Well, don't move to Connecticut for the fun things to do. No splash pads, no putt-putt.
No, we have snow and hard people.
Hard people.
Yeah, like tough personalities. Oh. Like hard people.
Hardened. Oh, difficult.
Hardened people.
Okay.
Connecticut seems so quaint and like Hallmark movie-like is what I picture. I've never been there in my life, but it's what it seems like in my mind.
You know what? It is. It is that as well. It is that as well. It's hard to get in, though, with those quaint people because they've been knowing each other forever and they're not interested in new people.
Hmm. Hallmark movie takes a twist.
Turn for the worse. Have we done it?
We've done it.
I think so.
All right.
Someone said they got a puppy. That is an activity.
That is a terrible idea.
It makes her very happy. Okay. I will now keep her remain nameless because of that comment. But she said her four-year-old's obsessed and locks himself in the crate with her, the puppy, all the time.
I got to say, the dog takes up a lot of my kids' time. They'll take the dog on. The poor dog, really. They'll take stuff out and then make the dog jump over it. And the dog, like, runs away to not get hooked up on that leash. It's like, no. And it looks at me longingly like, I wish I could speak your language. But then they'll take the dog on walks. Then they'll take the dog on bike rides. And
it is true. Except it just reminds me of when I got the robot vacuum, how it entertained Gavin for like a whole hour. He would put like his cars on top while I just ran that thing for fun. Like it didn't need vacuumed. It entertained my son. I think I could see a puppy doing that also for a family, but we will not be getting another one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly. Giving me life, killing me softly. What's killing you softly?
Okay, this is not a big deal, but when I work as a nurse, I'm not allowed to leave on account of safety. And I want to sometimes get a meal delivered by like Uber Eats or whatever. And then I look it up and it says, oh, just $1.40 delivery fee. And I think, oh my gosh, that's going to be nothing. And so then I order it and then you add on the tip and the taxes and whatever, it always ends up being like $25 salad. They just, Uber Eats gets me every time. And I'm happy for it because I can't leave and I want to eat healthy. But I just can't figure out how it just adds up so fast.
Okay.
That's all. Just kind of killing me softly. I could just bring my own salad.
It's not as good.
But it's so fun to have something delivered. Although a nurse I work with, she was so hungry and she was pumped that she ordered something and she sent it to her house instead of work on accident.
Oh,
and so I heard her calling her kid and she was like, don't you jack with that salad if you're not going to eat it. I spent way too much money on that. If you want to eat it, fine, but don't you just pick at it.
Yeah.
You better eat that salad. And I was like, yeah, mom.
Oh, man. One time I wanted to do something nice for Emily, something bad happened. I don't remember what it was. And so I sent her sushi, but I accidentally sent it to the restaurant. So instead of doing something nice for her, I just said, go pick up sushi, which is not the plan. I felt so bad about it. But once you hit the button, it's gone.
You did it for pickup is all you did. I was very happy to still have sushi.
I don't know how to work that app. I get very anxious about it the whole time. I'd rather just call somebody on the phone so I have confirmation that we are doing the right thing. Rebecca's like, nope.
I wasn't going to say it. I feel like I beat the phone horse to death. But
I saw something that made me think of you. When people try to call, instead the person says, oh, I'm sorry, I don't use my phone for that.
Someone in the Patreon Facebook group was like, oftentimes I'll lie and say I'm sitting next to a sleeping toddler and I can only text. And I have definitely done that. Be like, oh, sorry, putting the baby to sleep. I can text.
That's so funny. They're like, you're an empty nester. Your kids are with me. Okay, what's killing me softly is my dog, Brady, which he's always killed me softly, but now he's taken a new turn. He's gone rogue. He has kennel cough, and he has he has ear infections in both ears. And when we take him potty, he leaves the steps from our deck and turns left to the yard to go potty. But now he's like, his personality has changed a bit. Now he goes down the stairs, steps, and goes right into the front yard, into wherever he wants. He runs away all the time now. He's just gone rogue. He does what he wants. He's really old now. He doesn't wake up. I don't know if it's his ears. He can't hear anything or what, but he won't move. When he does move, he goes the wrong direction. He's just a new beast now. He's gone rogue. Have you ever heard a dog with kennel cough, by the way?
I've heard of kennel cough, but I don't think I know what it is.
When we went to Sandwich for the 4th of July, he stayed at a doggy daycare place. I don't know if it's like, there's like different kinds. There's like viral, there's bacterial, whatever. I don't know what kind he has. But every like 4 hours in the night, or 3 hours, or 2 hours, he's just honking, wheezing, the worst sound, hacking. It's nasty sounding. Seemingly fine. He eats well. He plays fine. But he sounds awful. So not a lot of sleep happening with the kennel cough.
Does he need to go to the vet?
Oh, yeah. He's been to the vet. Now, he's all fixed up now. He came home from this place with kennel cough and with ear infections. So It all happened over a weekend.
Man.
Yeah. Also, as we were leaving the place, so in the back of our car was two suitcases and two dogs. Well, the suitcases kind of slid out of place and pinned one of the dogs. Did I already tell you this?
No.
Okay. Pinned one of the dogs like, so we had to pull into a parking lot, open the back of the car, and then just like push the suitcases back, give them space. And then the plan was shut the door and go back home. We were about 5 minutes from home. What had actually happened was we opened the door. They ran out into a busy street.
How are these dogs not dead?
Seriously. So they're 13 and 14 years old.
Wow.
And they never end. And they tried to end. But one woman stopped her car in the middle of the road and just got out of it and grabbed the dog.
And you're like, thanks a lot, lady.
can you imagine? It would have been awful, right? Been so, yeah. It was, they're just keeping it spicy. Shout out to Brady. Keeping it spicy.
Gosh.
All right, Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
Okay, so Maisie has been in physical therapy. I don't know if I've mentioned it. She's like not rolling over. I think I mentioned it a month ago. I don't know if I did. At her 4-month appointment, my pediatrician was like, is she rolling over? I was like, no. And then she said, well, if she doesn't roll over by 5 months, I was like, what? You gonna take her from me? Like, what?
Right.
She fail at life? I don't know. Well.
It's so different from a first-time mom who's like, ugh.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So she's been going to physical therapy for 2 months now, which is actually like the fun. It's so cute to see her in physical therapy with it's just toys and like someone else loving on her. It's really cute. I mentioned at the first physical therapy appointment 2 months ago that I thought she might have torticollis, which Jonah had, our oldest, where they have like a tight neck. So they always look one direction and it causes a flat spot on the back of your head. And then you have to wear a helmet. To like correct that. So Jonah was in a helmet for like 6 months. So annoying. I said, I think she might have that. Can you look and see? And the physical therapist was like, oh no, she's fine. Maybe mild, but I think it's fine. Well, today Neil took her to physical therapy and called me on the way home. And she's like, well, the physical therapist thinks that she has torticollis. I was like, I said this 2 freaking months ago. Like, why now are you realizing I was right? Anyways, I think Maisie's going to have to wear a helmet. And I'm like, so bummed about it. We have to go for a consultation. I don't know.
Oh. Can I tell you that Porter had not that neck thing, but he had his head was not shaped right. Mm-hmm. And we did it all with a chiropractor.
Okay.
He didn't have to wear a helmet.
Yeah. Okay.
Just an idea.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this was 11 years ago too. And we used to have to take the train to Chicago to the helmet specialist every other week. It was supposed to be every week, but because we live so far away, it was every other. It was a full on weekend trip every time. Now they have the same people in like 20 minutes from us, which is great that we won't have to do that. So I think I just have some PTSD from like, oh, we got to get on a train. We got to go to Chicago. We've got to then walk. It's going to be a different story, but it's just annoying to have them get, if she does need a helmet, to have to get used to sleeping with it. Like,
okay.
You do get special treatment. We got to board like planes early because people feel bad for you that your kid has some like traumatic brain injury, perhaps. You know what I mean? Like, you get a lot of special treatment when you're like, oh, she just got a flat head. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, but it's just a bummer.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So many of you are just starting out, buying a home, having babies, building your wealth. Be sure to add securing your family's future to your to-do list by establishing a will or a trust at trustandwill.com. At trustandwill.com, setting up an estate plan is simple, convenient, and secure. For as little as $39, you can nominate guardians for your children, which we all know is really important. Determine who gets all your stuff and plan for future medical care all from the comfort of your home. I remember when my daughter was little, she would tell me that she wanted all of my pink hangers when I died, like out of my closet. That's all she wanted, the pink hangers. I could use trustandwill.com to make sure she gets all those pink hangers. And I can kind of guarantee you I'm going to make sure she gets pink hangers when I die because I still make fun of her about that. The documents you get from Trust and Will are designed by estate planning experts, and they're customized for the state that you live in because all the laws are different. Trust and Will has live customer support every day of the week, and their team is available to answer any questions you have when they set up your plan. We all know we need one, but most of us put off creating a trust or a will because it sounds hard and it sounds expensive. I use Trust and Will myself, and I really suggest that you add this to your to-do list. It's not hard, but it is important. Gain peace of mind at trustandwill.com/MSW and get 10% off plus free shipping of your customized legal documents. Don't wait. Go right now. This is a really important thing to do. Get 10% off plus free shipping at trustandwill.com/MSW. Trustandwill.com/MSW.
So what's giving me life is that, okay, so since my mom died, Eric's mom died, my son is struggling with all the loss of the grandmothers. He feels real sensitivity to family that just the whole connection. I don't know if it's because he really misses his birth family or I don't know what it is, but he's just got that sensitivity and sweetness. Well, so he asked me the other day, is like, hey, like before Grandma Mel died, I was going to get to go fly out and see her. And so I was wondering, since I still have a great grandma, would you mind if I flew out and saw great Grandma Finkel? And I was like, I think she'd really like that. But you just have to know she's not taking you around to like Legoland and everything. She's like not doing that. And so it would be a lot of visiting. He's like, yeah, I just want to get to know her. I want to talk to her. I want to play dominoes. I was like, that sounds exactly like what grandma would like. And so would Mary Jo, Aunt Jo, who she lives with. And so anyway, I asked grandma and she was like super about it. She's so excited. And then she said there's music camp at the church we grew up at, which is who taught us all about music.
Yes.
And it's next week. So I think I'm flying Porter out to see grandma in a couple days.
Aww.
For a week.
That rocks. Our aunt, she's a music teacher. She would teach Emily and I, she would give us voice lessons and help us, you know, prepare for things like voice competitions and stuff. Oh my gosh, so much music. They're going to have so much fun.
And he's naturally quite musical. And anyway, so I'm excited. I need to get on that today and get it sorted out. But
I love that.
It's giving me life that he wants to do that and that they're like around for it, you know, because they've been writing letters back and forth, Grandma and Porter.
Oh, he's such a sweet little boy.
He sure is.
Has he ever flown by himself before? Does he feel nervous about that? Do you feel nervous about that?
I don't feel nervous about it because I know, you know, you get to be at the gate and then the flight attendant takes it from there and then he'll be delivered right to them.
True. Right.
So no, I'm not nervous. And I think he feels like it's an adventure. He thought I was just going to drop him off at the curb of the airport and he was going to have to like figure it out. You know what I mean? And then he's like, can you send me with a picture of Great Grandma Finkel, because I'm not exactly sure if I could find her in a crowd. I'm like, oh my gosh, you underestimate my care for you. Like, when have I ever just thrown you into, you know, Grand Central Station and said, best of luck? It's not like what Katie does with her kids.
Yeah. What?
Go in the backyard.
Oh.
Figure it out.
Find frogs. The frogs will lead you home.
Who's next? Katie? Me. So what's giving me life is, Emily, you mentioned this on the last episode, that it's just so nice to have adults in your kids' lives and seeing it, how important it is to let them in. Mm-hmm. We are super secluded here. Also, on top of COVID, had to, you know, let some people go. You know, we had issues with our neighbors. They're very social. We're very not social during that time. So we just had some conflict there and we had to just be real honest about it. I shared that on the show. Anyway, neighbors are back. It's been really fun. We're swimming together. We're having adult conversations. The kids feel like, oh, things are normal. It just feels very good. It also feels good to be able to, I don't like not feeling great with people. And so it just feels good that that's been cleared up, right?
Yeah.
And that she's understanding who I really am. Like, it's not because I don't like you, not because I don't want to be social. You know, it really was just the, you know, pandemic.
And so, you don't think she understood that before?
I think that it's hard. She's just different than I am. Mm-hmm. And so if she doesn't feel like it's a big issue, then yeah, no, I think she really didn't genuinely think that it was just the pandemic for me.
Okay.
So anyway, just clearing the air has been great. Also, our kids are in swim lessons and seeing the swim instructors love on my kids. Other swim instructors come and visit them and watch them and be like, look at you. Like, it just feels cozy to be back with people, adults, for my kids. It feels really nice.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Rebecca, what's giving you life?
We opened up our Better Life Bag boutique storefront this past weekend. And again, like, it just feels so good to feel normal again. And so we're open on Saturdays, but then we also decided to open every day of the week. So we're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, and then on Saturdays from 10 to 3, and then close Sundays. And people have been coming in even like during the week. And I get like notifications on my phone if I'm home whenever a sale happens. And it's just fun to be like, oh, someone's in there. Like, it's just feels good. And I'm so proud of the work that Lauren did on the storefront. It just looks beautiful and like inviting and bright. And I love it. It's just fun.
That's awesome.
I really want to see it someday.
I know.
We should go to there.
That would be fun. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, the storefront, was it ever open or is it just reopening?
We've been open before COVID. We were open every Saturday.
Okay.
So we have been closed since last March and did not expect. I mean, that all happened so fast for everybody. I mean, our shop girls on the day, like, we just didn't know that was the last Saturday they were going to be there. And they were all back together again on the grand opening. They all came, which was so fun to, like, see everybody. Yeah, it was just really fun. So, and now we're open more than we have been in the past every day. So,
okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And people can come in, shop what's made.
Yeah, they can shop what's made. They can design a bag there so you can like do it hands-on.
So important. Oh my gosh. The hands-on to do it designing, hands-on. I can imagine.
We had someone at the open house be like, can I bring my like group of friends and we bring cheese and crackers and wine and we can all design bags after hours? I was like, yes. That's like so fun. We've done a birthday party before way in the past. So it'd be fun to like do something like that again. And yeah. And then we have product from other companies that are like missional. And so it's like a little boutique. Like it's not just our stuff. There's lots of things you can get there. So it's really fun. You have
an amazing business mind.
Aww. Yeah. And she's killing it on social media. I love following Better Life Bags.
Lauren is. I know. She really is. Yeah.
Her TikToks are so good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so grateful because my TikToks are like, well, I've only done one. And it was just me like trying to figure it out. It was bad.
All right. So I'm going to read an iTunes review from a sweet strug named Leanna Lewis. Hold on to your butts. All right. Leanna Lewis says, literally, LOL. That's the subject of it. My favorite.
Oh, I love that.
She says, my favorite podcast, their dynamic reminds me so much of me and my two sisters. Thanks for making me feel like not being the picture perfect mom and wife is okay. Mm-hmm. I love that.
So good. I did not hold on to my butt, though. Sorry.
Hold on to your butts. If you want to leave us a nice review to help other moms find us, look for the Share the Struggle link in the show notes. We might read your review right here on the show.
All right. Here's the big sister question of the week.
Hold on. Shiitake mushrooms. There isn't one because we just did this a couple of days ago, so we haven't. We haven't had one.
Okay.
I do kind of have one, but I feel like I've talked a lot on this episode. So unless one of you guys can think of one real quick. I have one.
Why don't you just tell her what it is and she can
say it. And I'll say it.
Okay, so here's my issue. Clearly I didn't do it right. How do I let my kids roam the neighborhood? We're about to go into a new neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I do not know how to let them play with people that I don't know. I feel super worried about it. So how do you navigate that? I would love to hear people, how they've navigated that.
How to meet people in a new neighborhood.
Yeah, like how free do you let your kids be? I know it's so depending on their ages and what your comfort level is, but my comfort level is zero. We didn't grow up having kids come freely to our house.
No, we didn't.
So I don't know how to do it, but I want to do it. I want to be open to it. So I need help.
I'll restate it and then you can decide if I do a good enough job.
Ooh, the pressure's on.
Okay. Here's the big sister question of the week. Comes from an anonymous person that none of you know who happens to be one of my co-hosts, but I'll let you figure out which one. So she would like to know for a friend. How do you guys let your kids roam the neighborhood? Are you helicopter mom? Do you let kids come to your house, but you don't let your kids go to other people's houses? Do you send them out the door with their bike in the morning and then ring a bell to bring them back home? Specifically, how do you do this in a new neighborhood? One of my co-hosts, who will not be mentioned by name, is moving to California, and she will be in a new neighborhood with a pool in her backyard. How do you do this with new neighbors? And how free do you let your kids be?
I love that. For that friend.
For that friend. Whoever she is. Yeah. So this is a big sister question for anyone. It's going to be posted at the top of our Patreon Facebook group. And you can go and give us your little advice. What do you do? Just write it all up there in a comment. Push submit. And you have done your duty for the week. If you're not a part of that Patreon Facebook group, you need to head to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell and subscribe. When you join us at any level, you get access to that Facebook group. It's very active. It's private. So your husband's not going to see that question you're asking about how to get more frisky in the bedroom. Or your mother-in-law. They won't see that. So... So we're going to be discussing that question this week and more over there. If you want to submit a question for Big Sisters to answer, you can email us at hello@momstrugglingwell.com. If you want to boop.
Whoa.
Sorry. It needed to be booped.
Boop-de-boop-de-boop. If you want to continue any of this conversation, we all can be found on the gram. I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm at Mom Struggling Well. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? Does anybody ever do these? I hope you do.
I just love listening to them.
I love this part of the show.
Me too.
Do you? It's so much pressure because I get so into the conversation that I think, I haven't even been doing that. So I made myself a little worksheet because I've always been a nerd and I like to make worksheets just to fill them out.
Yeah.
I was telling my daughter that the other day because she loves to not do anything. And I was like, listen, even as a kid, I have loved to invent work just to do it. She's like, that is so weird. So anyway, I made myself a worksheet and I still kind of forgot to fill it out. But there you have it. What will your strategy to struggle well this week be based on what we talked about? Maybe you and all your friends go to Better Life Bags in real life. Design a bag. Take me and Katie because we've never been there and we want to go.
Yes. Or we could do a meetup in Ham a Sandwich.
Let's do it. We should. We've been talking about a live event for years.
How we could do it there. You have a venue.
Can't Laura make it happen? Whoever she even is.
Lauren. Lauren can make anything happen. She really is a miracle worker.
All right. So September of 20. I'm just kidding. I don't know. We're announcing it.
Next weekend.
No. Okay, maybe you struggle this week by just sending your kids out into a forest with walkie-talkies and hope best for the best. Luck. Maybe you take Katie's dogs and send them on to glory. No. Take that out. That was not appropriate.
We love dogs here and Mom's struggling well.
Well, you don't.
Anyhow, I don't, but the rest of them do.
Maybe you struggle well, though. We really hope that you will try some of these summer activities and struggle well with your kids because there's a lot of really fun ones. And you don't have to do one every single day. You don't have to have one. I had a friend that I was talking to and she felt really sad because she wanted to go on an adventure, like a road trip every single week of the summer. And then she didn't. And then she felt like a failure. But like we just set the bar too high. Try one a month or, you know, maybe more than one a month. Try a little bit.
Try harder at not trying.
But I don't know. Just try some. Keep it light. Keep it breezy. Anyway, and if you thought this was great and you got some good ideas, share this with your friends. Your recommendations mean a lot to us and they will help other moms to struggle well.
So the next full episode will be a problem solved. So email us all your problems to hello@momstrugglingwell.com and make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss it and we may solve your problem right here on the show.
Bye.
'Cause we're all in this together. You're just mom struggling well.
Someone vacuuming?
Yeah, it does sound like it, doesn't it?
House cleaner is here today. She hasn't been here in a month. Everything is covered in dust. It needs it so bad. Right. So I'm going to text her and tell her.
You can ask her to go through Eric's pile, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Just do it for me.
He would literally.
You'd be the bad
one
guy.
One time, I threw away 3 Hallmark cards that he never used. And I still hear about it.
They weren't
from somebody?
They were blank. He just bought them and was going to use them. And I know him. He's never going to use them. But threw them away. Oh, man. I caught it.
Caught it. It's funny. Yeah. Never heard it used like that.
Oh, isn't that what you say?
I think so, yeah. But it also, like, I can't say it. We're being recorded.
Catching it from Eric is like... Catching, I was gonna say like something soft like a washcloth, but after our
candy last lions, yeah, you don't want to catch our washcloth.
Don't want to catch.
Was that too rude? Was that too much information?
No.
It's very relatable. Everybody poops, so
everybody poops. That's exactly what my thought was. Everybody wipes their butt, so
we just not do it with washcloths. Not everybody does that,
and hopefully you won't.
We're done with that.
Okay.
Get MRSA in my eyes.
You would too of anybody if anybody were to.
Is that why you're having eye problems? Is it from the washcloth?
I don't think so. Okay. Am I 100% sure? No. All right. Everyone's
recording.
Would it be
funny if he got butt fungus from using your washcloths?
Never mind. That sounds like me. The movie that we watched last night was Ninjago, and the main character was Lloyd, but his dad calls him Leloid.
Leloid.
He's an absent father, and he doesn't know his own son's name. Leloid.
But he feels so confident that he was in me. I tell you everything you know. Yeah. Well, do I start?
Rebecca, do you want to clap? We want to clap?
Oh, yes, we do want to clap. 1, 2, 3.
Today, we're going to talk about hacking your summertime meal rotation.
Nope, we're not.
Messed that up.
I was like, hold it, I thought. Am I having a stroke? I thought we already did that. Okay. Today we're going to talk about...
It's okay. It's okay. If you're not into Play-Doh, never mind on that.
Get out of here.
We might review... Try to go off script. It didn't work.
It's fine. Sometimes you just want to put yourself out there. Improv is not your thing.
Improv is not my thing.